Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from the University of Nottingham. And tonight, it's our Christmas special. Woo! I'm so excited about Christmas. Yes, in this game, I'm going to give our panellists the answer from a Trivial Pursuit card, and all they have to do is provide me a question. If they get it right, they get a... And if they give me an answer that's better than the one I have on the card, they get a...
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas!
Simple as that. Joining me tonight, I have Abby.
Hi.
Ibby.
Hello.
And debutante for the show, Jonathan Graydon.
Season's greetings.
We're in a Christmassy spirit here. Genuinely so excited about Christmas.
You are literally exuding snowflakes. It's quite terrifying. I thought
literally.
It was dandruff first, but...
Thanks, Ibby. Well...
Cheers.
Right, kicking us off tonight, we go to our blue wedge, geography, and the answer is Mexico.
This is an interesting one. Where does Santa Claus show up with a sombrero?
What a beautiful image.
Where does Santa Claus go on holiday? He's a big fan of Mexico.
Big fan of Mexico.
It's
big,
like
big
the opposite of the North Pole. He's like, yep, this
Where
is
does
fine.
Santa have to climb over a wall?
Oh, keep it topical. We don't usually have satire on this show. How exciting. I'm going to give you a...
Merry Christmas.
Satire.
Clearly that's what we've got to go for then.
That's,
okay.
That's the level of the Christmas episode.
That's the level of... That's always the level of the episodes. What are you on about?
Mexico.
This is very strange. I'm not entirely sure. Is that where... is it where Santa Claus is a skeleton? A candy skeleton?
Not everything relates to Day of the Dead. I think like the entirety of Mexico is based on
there's the Day of
holiday.
The Dead, and then every other day is not Day of the Dead.
Just like there's Christmas and every other day is sad.
Yes, that's how I live my life.
Indeed,
we're approaching almost not sad. Oh. It's that time of year.
Oh.
We're thinking about where something slightly Christmassy originates.
Not carrots.
potatoes were first grown by the Incan Empire, so.
Is it potatoes?
No.
Roast potatoes?
No.
It's
nothing to do with potatoes. I'm sorry that I have led you on a wild goose chase there. And it's not
you eat.
Everything's a clue. Everything's a clue.
It's a type of flour.
Goose
As
flour?
In, like,
mistletoe.
Pretty smell flour or like baked bread flour?
Pretty smell flour.
Oh.
They're red, they're pointy.
Holly?
No.
No.
They're red.
Red and pointy.
Rose?
No, it begins with P.
Christmassy.
Poppy?
Poinsettia.
No. That's not pointy.
Yes!
Not pointy.
Yay!
What was it?
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia,
Graydon's never heard of this before.
Neither
he's never very confused.
He was never going to get that.
Oh. My mum has them.
My mum gets one for her birthday every single year without fail for my grandma.
Is your mum's birthday boring. The 25th of December?
It's
the 23rd. So it's Christmas for you, but not quite for other people.
Okay, I'm not going to lie, guys. So Trivial Pursuit don't do novelty editions. But this is the issue we had at Halloween. We have it at Christmas as well. Trivial Pursuit, brilliant game. Congratulations, guys. You're being really successful. Don't do season special editions. So I've had to write these. So I had to find a blue... geography-related question. I went for Mexico. Now I'm
of
in charge.
You did.
I'm
I
in
did
charge.
You go like the North Pole, for example.
Okay. In hindsight, yes. I wish I'd thought of that. But no, I went for Mexico. We're offbeat and kooky. Let's just move on with our lives. Our next one. Good times. For a pink wedge. Clarence.
Oh, is that the name of the angel from It's a Wonderful Life?
It is.
Bang
Merry
on what
Christmas.
I have on the card.
Yes.
Love
Bang
Clarence.
On
love
what I
film.
Have on
love
the card.
So great.
In
love
the
Clarence.
Inspirational 1946 film It's a Wonderful Life, what is the first name of George Bailey's guardian angel? Now, I mean, that's been quite a short round.
Yeah.
That Indeed.
Was. Yeah, that was quite short.
So to pad it out, I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, Ella!
It's a wonderful film.
Yeah.
I've got something worse. I've never heard of it.
Oh, guys, you're hurting my Christmas spirit. Like, I feel very sad.
Oh, we're moving away from it not being almost not sad time.
No.
No, it's a wonderful... Abby, can you help me describe
okay.
this
would you like to
miracle
reenact it?
Of...
I didn't think that... Well, we could, technically,
we
but
could
then we'd have
stand
time
up on the stage.
Travel.
Come on.
Yes.
So that's... Yeah. So
it needs to be all black and whitey.
Yeah, there's a man, black and white E.
Black and white E.
Official.
Shades of grey as well, so black and white E.
50 of them. Everyone at home, shut your eyes and imagine everything that you're about to hear in black and white. Abby and Ibby, take it away.
Okay, so there is a man named George Bailey. And he has, you kind of follow his life. He has a lot of dreams. He wants to go travel. He wants to go see the world. But then as his life carries on, there's lots of things that get in his way. And so one day on Christmas, everything just seems to go terribly wrong. And he wishes he was never born. And then his guardian angel comes
Clarence.
And goes, called Clarence, comes down.
Great name.
Great name. And, fantastic name.
Says, okay, you were never born.
Let's show you what the world was like.
Yeah, and you see all the different things and like how everything's like worse because he wasn't born. Because
this sounds familiar.
Even though he thought he didn't do anything good, he actually really affected loads of people's lives. And then at the end, spoiler alert, he is reinstated into his old life, and it's all very happy and Christmassy.
I may have seen that.
Every time, Clarence gets his wings.
Yeah, every time a bell goes, an angel gets its wings, and it's really happy.
Oh, so if I do.
So many angels have got their wings.
Let's go again.
Ah!
You're welcome, angels.
Yes, but it's
thank
very
you,
wonderful.
Thank you for that. The black and white in my head made
black
it all the better.
Black and white tea.
I apologise. Black and white. You it know what? You can both have extra points for...
Yay!
It also has my favourite scene, which you don't have to put this in the podcast, but it's where George Bailey comes in to meet his kind of girlfriend-ish called Mary, but he's being really off and really weird. And so he's being annoying, and then her mum calls down the stairs, "What are you two doing down there?" And Mary calls up the stairs, "He's making violent love to me, mother." And it's an amazing scene, so everyone should see that.
Right, well, thank you for the...
For the It's a Wonderful synopsis of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes. I mean, actual facts on this show. We don't usually have it. And
no,
I'm like,
we don't.
I need to go and watch it, obviously. However, before that, we have our next wedge. This is yellow. What? I nearly read the question.
Oh.
Let's not do that.
We know it begins with what now. What?
So.
What?
Right. Your answer is Balthazar, Melchior, and Casper.
Name of ghosts?
Balthazar, the not so friendly ghost.
Balthazar's an angel. Casper's a ghost.
Casper is a ghost.
What was the middle one?
Melchior.
Never heard of that one.
Is he also a devil?
Is he also
creature?
A devil?
I don't think,
I think that's what it is, but I'm not entirely certain.
To be honest, Melchior. My Ella's going to love this because it's a musical reference. But Melchior is one of the lead characters from Spring Awakening.
He is.
Indeed.
Is that Christmassy, though?
No, very not Christmassy.
No.
Spring.
No.
Very not Christmassy. No.
Judging from Ella's reaction, I don't think it is.
Okay. Slightly more rapey than Christmas would suggest.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you. Let's move on slightly from that, shall we?
Yes. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Indeed.
So this is us moving on.
Broken Ibby.
I'm sorry. They are names things. I have to say...
They are names for the great good.
This is in the yellow history category.
Right.
I'm going to suggest that it could also be in the brown arts and literature category.
Are these the names of the three wise men?
They are indeed the names of the three wise men.
Casper.
Melchior. Casper. Can we talk about how Casper's named, please?
Can I just
three
say...
Kings
okay,
of
so
Orient are bearing gifts, we travel so far. Fair and fountain, moor and mounting, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star of royal beauty bright.
This is the podcast
westward
now.
Leading, still proceeding, guide us to that something light.
That's beautiful.
That was great in auditioning for the role of Casper.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, funny story. If you carry on that song, they do mention the names.
I only know the first verse and the chorus.
People only know the first verse and the chorus.
Clearly.
To any song, to be honest.
Yeah, that song does carry on and mention these names because they're not in the Bible, which, and Abby is massively going to appreciate this. Basically, I need to set the scene, guys. Prepare yourself for some context. You don't have to imagine this in black and white. In fact, Technicolor.
Widescreen.
Abby and I have a mutual friend called Freya.
We do.
Who has recently decided that she wants to name one of her sons Gaspard. Which Abby so that again? So awful
Gaspard.
A name.
Gaspard.
Sorry if you're Gaspard. Well, okay. The French pronunciation is Gaspard. Aha. And that's what she wants to know. Abby physically hates it and recoils every time she
we
hears
it. We have noticed. Wait, hang on. I need to do this again. Abby, Gaspard.
Stop it.
There we
I
go.
Don't like it as a name.
Well,
it's fine like, if she wants to call her child that, but I will not be happy about it.
Would you like to know a fun fact about Casper?
Go on then.
The one of the three wise men.
Also one of the friendliest ghosts in existence.
Yes, well, there is a theory that his name could have originated as Gaspard.
I don't like the three wise men anymore.
I bet he's the
one that brought, like, myrrh.
They were like, everyone else is like, well, we could bring like a toy, like a teddy.
Like, someone brought gold. Excellent. Frankincense smells nice. Myrrh.
What exactly is myrrh again?
It's worse. Myrrh is the I'm sure it's myrrh, not frankincense. Myrrh is the ointment thing that you embalm a dead body with.
Why would you give that to a baby?
That's the question.
Clearly knew that something would be happening in 33 years' time.
Just like, guys, I'm just preparing you for
Easter, not for Christmas.
Mary sat there being like, for the love of God.
Yeah, you called.
Father.
You called.
Jesus, actually.
Make your own jokes in that, people. Right, now, arts and crafts. White Christmas.
Snowflakes. What
Michael Bublé and Shania Twain sing about, because that was just done upstairs and it stuck in my head.
See, I walk past a guy upstairs and they're selling cakes and he goes, buy the nicest cakes around. Diabetes is a myth. I'd have much preferred Michael Bublé.
So that actual person came into the studios about an hour ago and saying, we heard you like sugar. Would you like some cake?
Nice.
To which everyone got really excited, and then he let the cat out of the bag and said we had to pay for them.
Yeah.
Damn ploy.
Damn charity at Christmas time.
Well, we're all broke, God, so...
Goodwill to charity, no men whatsoever.
Especially not to Gaspar.
Snowflakes.
If your name is Gaspar and you're listening to
I'm
this...
I'm really sorry.
Please send in a message. Yourn1350.net or tweet us at Yourn1350. We want to know.
Do you have... Also, have you had a childhood?
Have you had a childhood?
They will have, but how was
No, they've just popped out.
Surprise!
I'm now a 30-year-old man. No.
Why does he have such a high-pitched voice?
Quality content on University Radio Nottingham.
As this show has illustrated in the past, the only thing I can say in a different accent is crumble.
Crumble?
And we've lost Abby.
Abby is under the desk.
Do you say that before? That was amazing.
Crumble.
Right,
everyone
White Christmas,
in Liverpool,
indeed.
Hi. Going off some crumble.
Our clear constituency.
Yeah. Gaspard and Liverpudlians, they're our main demographic. Yeah. Right, no, White Christmas.
Arts and crafts, you said.
Yeah, well, again, I've made up these questions and I sort of
like
fit them in willy-nilly.
So like when you cut, like the paper chain of people, but with snowflakes?
No.
That wasn't a question either.
It is.
Oh, yes,
like
that's
it.
The point of this game. I remember now.
But yeah, 14 minutes in, you've got it.
What can you make with paper?
No, I mean, I don't want to, like, really good effort, Graydon, and I'm really pleased that you're here, but it is to do with the song, so we'll, like, sway it that
is
way.
Is it, like, a number one at some point of a certain year?
Probably. That's not what I have on the card.
Is it a best-selling single? Hey!
Ding dong merrily on high. Yes, it is indeedy.
Thank you.
That was very Ned Flanders.
Deedy.
Indeedy.
Yes,
indeedy.
Indeedy. Yes, what is the best-selling Christmas song of all time?
Wow.
Apparently. Huh. I wish it were Band-Aid, because that's... Band-Aid, which is the best version, everybody? There is a correct answer.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe you would suggest your favourite and then I would tell you were wrong if you didn't say 1984.
Fairy Tale of New York.
1984.
Ooh, there we go. Fairy Tale of New York is a great song. It's in my top three.
Also, the random Elvis one that you were mentioning
Elton
to me earlier.
Elton John,
not Elvis. My bad.
They're very
clearly
easily
the same
mixed
person.
Up.
They both begin with E. What's the difference?
So is my name.
In fact, you're both three names.
Ella,
John.
Elvis, and Elton John. Clearly all the same person.
The three wise men.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. My cover has been blown. Crumble. Your next category is science. And your answer is white.
What colour are ice crystals?
Correct, but not what I have on the card.
What colour is Santa Claus's beard?
Correct, but not what I have on the card.
What colour is snow?
Correct, but not what I have on the card. Unless it's yellow, in which case never eat it. Oh. I think that's the thing we all took from Happy Feet.
Indeed.
I think any colour snow that isn't white should be avoided generally.
But unless it's like,
wait,
you know,
to eat or just or for snow? Wait, what? Snow. I wasn't listening. Help.
Oh, lovely. Thanks.
It doesn't work well on radio. It's a medium dedicated to listening.
Oh.
What is the most prominent colour in the North Pole?
Correct, but not what I have on the card.
Can we get
unless
a clue?
You want blue. Yes, it's about something that's white.
What do you get helpful when you mix all seven colours of the rainbow together?
Joy.
And also white.
Brown, if you mix them all together. Isn't that just...
What colour is the URN logo in the picture right behind you?
Not Christmassy.
No. It's white, it's Christmassy.
Think of something like poinsettia. Something plant based.
Something that really doesn't exist.
Colour of snowdrops.
What colour is mistletoe?
I'll give you. Okay. What colour are the berries on a mistletoe plant? But you know what? You all provided me with so many equally good answers.
And all factually correct.
All factually correct. I'm impressed. That may be the first time that this has ever happened on Insert Question Here. I'm going to give you all a point.
Yay.
Congratulations. Right, now, our last question. It comes from Games and Leisure. Your answer is Christmas cracker.
Uh-huh. What is Ella colouring in currently? Very furiously.
What
she has
is
to
the
get
best
the
bit about Christmas dinner?
Well, a pigs in blanket.
You're stuffing.
Stuffing's a good one.
You seem indecisive.
Stuffing.
A lot of things are good
pigs
about Christmas dinner.
Pigs in blanket
dinner,
with stuffing.
What about the dinner itself? Just the food?
Christmas dinner.
Christmas
it's
dinner.
Best Christmas dinner. It's quite good.
Indeed. Indeed. Rather. Orange.
Where do you get the really bad toys from?
Miniature sewing kits.
Yeah, oh my goodness. The number of miniature sewing kits I have.
Where do you get the best jokes from?
Where do you get the worst
jokes question
from?
Here.
Oh. Crumble.
I've broken Graydon. I'm sorry, Jonathan. Christmas cracker. I think this could also come under history.
Okay.
If that is helpful.
Not really.
No, I know.
Is it like when it was introduced? So like century?
Ooh, yeah.
So like was it the 18th century when they were introduced?
Oh, you're very, very 17th, close.
19th, very 16th.
Close.
20th century. There's a lot of centuries.
Oh my goodness, Christmas crackers are all from the future. We've been taken in by the conspiracy people.
Indeed.
Does that mean time travel's real?
Yay. Yes. Of course time travel's
real.
But
only for Christmas crackers.
The one thing they brought back, they just threw it through like the portal and they were like, well, oh, that's closed.
There we go. We probably should have found and like really scientific research and make sure, you know, the catastrophic things that happened in 2016 didn't happen. Oh, we've sent Christmas crackers back. Oh, whoops. Merry Christmas, guys.
Woo!
Dear future people, 2016 is all your fault.
I was close.
I'll give you a half point for that. It is what Christmas item was invented by London baker and wedding cake specialist Tom Smith in 1847?
I don't know how you wanted us to get the specifics of that question, but also I want to meet Tom Smith. Is there some way to send me back?
Yes.
Yes.
Use the power of
the
Christmas cracker.
Is that what the bang
cracker
is? The bang is like a tiny moment of time travel.
Yes.
This is the thing. I think if you do it by yourself, because you know you always have to do it with someone else. Yeah. But maybe if you do it yourself on your own,
it
on your own lonesome.
It creates like a portal.
Ooh, okay.
Around you, and then you put the hat on, and that is like the TARDIS, and it like translates everything around you.
Excellent.
And
as the only
makes
scientist
you appear.
In the room, I take objection to this.
Shush! We're art students. This is what we do.
We use our imagination.
We are creative.
Okay. You really need to start with the accents.
And that brings us to the end of tonight's show. This has been the Christmas special, of course, and because it's Christmas, everyone is a winner.
Yay.
But actually, Amy has more points than everybody else, but everybody's a winner.
Yay.
You sound thrilled.
We really are.
Totally.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that is it for this semester as well. This is the end of series one of Insert Question Here, but don't worry everybody, because on the 30th of January we'll be back for series two.
Woo!
Who thought we'd have got a second series out of this?
I don't know.
It's madness. Utter madness. Like the Facebook page and find us on Twitter for all the information, as well as all the previous episodes and some bonus material before season two starts on the 30th of January. We're very excited. For now, though, all we can do is wish you a Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening, everybody. Good night.